The crowd at Colorado Christian University was largely opposed to Senator Gardner's votes and President Donald Trump. Like his previous town halls, he was greeted by a mixture of boos and claps, and it only got tenser.
Look, I'm trying to answer the questions. You may disagree with the answers, but I'm trying to answer the questions. So if we could just have a chance to answer the questions, we'll have a great conversation.
Gardner answered questions for an hour and a half. He spent a good part of the time talking about the president, initially about the Access Hollywood tapes from last year's election to the current tension in North Korea and Trump's response to the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville.
I will continue to stand up where the president is wrong, just like I did over the weekend, like I've done today. And I'm going to continue to stand up where I think there are things that we should and can work with.
On Tuesday, President Trump said that counter-protesters were equally responsible for the violence that ensued when they went to protest the white nationalist rally. Several people thanked Gardner for calling on Trump to label the white supremacists as evil, but Simone Aiken says he needs to do much more.
Denouncing white supremacy is important, but it's the bare minimum. Charlottesville was not an isolated incident. Heather Heyer was not the only person to lose her life to bigotry in 2017.
Heather Heyer and two police officers were killed over the weekend. North Korea was another topic. Many were worried about the president having unilateral decision-making over the use of nuclear weapons.
What can you do to prevent that from happening?
People may not agree with this answer, but what I have said is we have to prevent conflict. We have to avoid that. We can't let that happen. And that's why we make sure that we peacefully denuclearize North Korea. And that we make sure that we don't go in that direction. Because we cannot have North Korea with a nuclear weapon that's ready. So I understand what you want me to say, which is that you want me to agree that we won't let the commander-in-chief be the commander-in-chief. And that's unconstitutional. Violation of our Constitution.
That exchange got one of the largest standing ovations. But Senator Gardner also faced tough questions from Trump supporters.
When I voted for you, you said that you would repeal and replace. I'm going to remind you of who put you in office. I'm going to remind you of what we would like to have happen.
People complain about lack of town halls. I don't know why anybody in a civil servant job would subject themselves to that kind of disrespect and ridicule.
That small business owner Bob Hansen from Wheat Ridge. It was the first town hall he's ever attended, and he says he didn't appreciate the lack of civility. At one point, the crowd cheered when Gardner asked if they really thought Republicans were racist.
I don't see people in black and white. I'm a Republican. I don't care what you are. I care how you act. I thought these people were very uncivil today, and I never acted that way to Obama, even though I totally disagree with almost everything he did. People in here are very disrespectful for other people who did vote for Trump. And despite his foibles and flaws, he is actually following through or trying to follow through on his promises that he made in his campaign, which I think is pretty admirable.
Democrat Celeste Melamed is a graduate student from Golden. She says the town hall was unfulfilling, but not because of the audience. She cast blame with Gardner.
He did not seem accountable at all to his actions. He was evasive about how he'd voted on the healthcare bill. It was disappointing, but also what I expected of him, especially since he's been evading so many town halls and just evading accountability this entire time.
For his part, Senator Cory Gardner says he feels like he's done a lot of outreach, whether it's meetings or tele-town halls.
When it comes to communicating with constituents and all the above approach is very important. Some people can't leave home. Some people can't leave work. Some people can't go at night. Some people can't go in the morning.
He did not say when he might host another in-person town hall. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.